Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of 1 Samuel. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
And we have been studying for the last couple of weeks one of the greatest men in the Bible, a man after God's own heart, a man by the name of David. And we're looking at David ascending to the throne. He hadn't became king yet, but we see that David, he's on his way to becoming king. And I think that one of the reasons that God writes so much about David, this man after God's own heart, it shows us even those that love God the most will go through some of the most greatest trials. Sometimes we think that, well, God must don't love me. No, God loves you. One of the ways you know that he loves you is you go through some of the greatest trials. Think about the person that God loved more than anybody. He loved his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, more than he loved anybody. And notice, Jesus went through the greatest trials. So whenever you are going through something and you start feeling like God don't love you, just look at the cross. Look at the cross. And the cross is an emblem of the love at its best. All right. And so we are looking now at David. And David done come to the fact that Saul is not his friend and that Saul is really after him. So now we see David on the run. As a matter of fact, we come to what I call the wilderness training part of the book. How many of you know, in order to get to your promised land, God is going to take you through the wilderness? You got to go through wilderness training. 9 times out of 10, I'm talking to somebody right tonight who's going through some wilderness training. And one of the ways you know you're going through wilderness training is when the dogs come out. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say when the dogs come out? I'm talking about when them jealous folks and envy folks and folks start gossiping about you and backbiting, folks don't like, when the persecutors come out. God often uses persecution for your preparation. Did you catch that? Did you hear what I said? God often uses persecution for your preparation. See, you going somewhere. As a child of God, you are going somewhere. And God is going to use persecution to get you there. You're going somewhere. All right. Now, in chapter 22, we see David is on the run. And the Bible says in verse 1, I'll read verse 1 and 2. It said, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard of it, they went down thither to him. Why did his father's house go down to the cave with David? When they found out David was hiding out in the cave, why did they go out to that cave with David? They was in trouble too, wasn't they? Hello, somebody. See, back in those days, it was kind of like Family Feud. When one person in one family fall out with somebody, then you done fell out with the whole family. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You know when you was little, when they used to mess with your sister or mess with your brother. What did you used to say? You mess with one of us, you got to mess with all of us. Hello, somebody. Amen. Give me a rock. Sure enough, going to have to mess with all of us here. Amen. So that's why, so David's family, see, was in trouble. And so David's family now, they knew that one of the first places that Saul was going to look, it was his family. See, he could even get his family and use his family for blackmail and flush David out to make David come out. You see? So the family, they ran there to the cave. Now, you think about this. David, daddy, was doing pretty good, wasn't he? Because he had, you know, a bunch of sheep. Remember, David was watching the sheep, and his daddy, you know, had some land and some property and what have you. Now, you think about all these people now staying in the cave. Isn't that something? And the Bible says, and everyone, some old folks showed up. Look at these folks, the welcoming committee going over there to David's cave. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontent, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. Now you think about David. God said, I'm going to bless you, David. But notice the people that God was sending to David. notice what it say. Everyone that was in distress, everybody that got some problems was showing up at David's cave. Everyone that was in debt, everybody broke. Tell the truth, somebody. And everyone that was discontent, everybody that was unhappy with Saul showed up at David's cave. Say, hey, David, we're here to help you out. How much money you got? We ain't got no money, but we're here to help you out. Isn't that something? Listen, isn't these the kind of folks that show up for church? Mm-hmm. Tell the truth, somebody. I'll never forget when I went full time. Never forget, Lord called me in the ministry. We start the church. Church started growing. And laid on my heart to go full time into the ministry. And I said, Marion, we need to go out and check on the flock. And so we started going out, visiting the flock. Everybody we visited was in one of these categories. Somebody was either distressed, discontent, or in debt. Can y'all help us out? I said, oh, Lord, did I hear you good about me going full time? Because even the folks that would be dressed up on Sunday couldn't pay the rent, couldn't pay light bill. I said, you can't be you. I was looking at you to be deacon there at the church. But this scripture right here helped me out. This thing here, because I was about getting ready to go get into a state of depression. I said, Lord, how in the world you talking about making it on faith? I mean, I done surrounded myself with folks that's busted and disgusted. How we gonna make it? These folks, but you know what the Lord kept telling me over and over? All they need is me. Them the kind of folks that need me. Them rich folks, didn't you read your Bible? The rich folks, they don't think they need the Lord. It's these folks right here. And these are the folks that God is going to use to build David an army. And these are the kind of folks we done used to build Bible way here. Don't let these folks fool you on Sunday morning because we're coming in here looking good. We all greased up and dooted up. Hello, somebody. But I guarantee you, most of us are in one of these categories. But that's all right as long as we know Jesus. Amen.
Even though I may have a problem, I know who can solve the problem. As long as I know who can solve the problem, I'm all right. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. And that's why you can have good church when you got folks like this. Because they know how to praise the Lord. Because whenever God bring them to a breakthrough, when they get a breakthrough in their life, they know it wasn't none of them. Tell the truth, somebody. See, when we be up in here saying nobody but Jesus, we really mean it. Ain't nobody but Jesus. It ain't no putting on. When you got these kind of folks in, it ain't no putting on. When you're in one of these categories, it ain't no putting on. You know when you got a breakthrough. Tell the truth, because when you discontent and the joy of the Lord hits you, hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Like that song says, I got a feeling that everything gonna be all right. See, when you're in one of these categories and you got a feeling, it ain't because I got a bank account that everything gonna be all right. I just got a hunch that everything gonna, even when I ain't got my rent money, I got a feeling. Even when I ain't got my light bill money, I just got a feeling. You know what I'm talking about? You can come in church just as down and burdened, but you can leave him whistling Dixie. Folks think that the folks done gave you money and stuff. No, no, you just got a feeling that it's on the way. My blessing is on. I'm getting close. Amen. See, folks like this here believes in miracles. See, these the kind of folks I like now. Because these the kind of folks, when you say, child, can you pray with me? They going to pray with you. But folks that's got a lot of money, they don't understand prayer. All they be trying to do is get another, you know, promotion, another, you know, try to find somebody who got some money. Let me make a couple of phone calls. But when you got folks surrounded around you just as broke as you are, you can't be making no phone calls. You got to just get on your knees and say, child, let's go to Jesus. Let's call on the Lord. Amen. See, folks like this, when you know people ain't got no money and people ain't got, you know, all that, those other fine things alive, you know they trust in Jesus. You got to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So David, they said David, and notice, these the kind of people that are humble people, and you can lead these kind of people. Hello, somebody. The things that mess church up is folks who don't think they need anything. Isn't that what the Bible says? See, we in the last day. Look. Can I show you where most churches wanna be today? Can I show you that in the Bible? Hold your place right there and let's go to Revelation chapter 3. This is where a lot of churches and this is where a lot of Christians go wrong. This is where we are trying to get to. This is where a lot of folks are trying to get to. I don't think they ought to try to get there, but this is where they're trying to get to. Revelation chapter 3. Beginning with verse number 14. Look at what the text said. Are you with me, Bible way? Amen. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou said, I am rich. They didn't say I'm in distress. They say, I'm rich and increased with good and have need of nothing. Don't need nothing, child. And know it not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. See, we're trying to get to the point where we don't even need God no more. We want to have such a good job. We want to have you know, a big bank accounts. We want to have big retirements and everything where we can be self-independent of God. See, the Bible says, over in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? Theirs is the kingdom of God. When you really know that I need you, Jesus, God said, you can have whatever you want. Whatever you want, that's yours. But when you come to the place in your life when you are fat and satisfied spiritually, I ain't talking about fat physically. I'm saying fat and satisfied. See, we got too many overweight spiritual Christians. Yeah. Yeah, they fat and satisfied, and that's why they don't want to come to church. See, we are, this is the church today, the church of Laodicea. Folks is not hot or cold. They indifferent. They don't really care. It don't really matter whether the church was full or church is empty, whether folks coming to church or not coming to church. You know, long as they're not none of mine. You know, I'm not going to miss my blessing, though. And that's what folks think about. They just think about me, myself, and I. And they ain't hot for the Lord. Hello, somebody. And folks, and you know, thing that kind of get on my nerves when folks get blessed a little bit, and once they done got blessed a little bit, they got to change the way that they walk physically and change the way that they talk physically. And got to change that little country church, and now they got to go to the big city church now. Because them little country folks, see, you know, I'm past that now. Hello, see, I done outgrow that. Yeah, I ought to throw a rock there. No, that wouldn't be like Jesus, would it? But don't that bother you? They can't go to mama's church no more. See, everybody want to go with where the who are going, where the doctors and the lawyers are going. But them folks, they can't even get a prayer through. You got to have some money to go hang out with the doctor. Because he ain't doing it for free. But you had the real doctor when you had Jesus. Now, that's why every week you got a sickness. But when you had Jesus, you just had a sickness every now and then. Because he kept sickness away. Because he know you didn't have no insurance. Because the Lord was your insurance. Because you in distress. He didn't want to put no more distress on you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on away from that. But I want you to see, sometimes you can miss your blessing. Listen to me good now. Sometimes you can miss your blessing because you're looking for folks like the Church of Laodicea. Your blessing often show up with bad clothes on. Your blessing often show up with some Goodwill clothes on, some hand-me-downs. Did you see?
See, David could have easily got on his knees right there and said, Lord, I don't want all these folks, everybody here in debt, everybody disgraced, and they just as unhappy as happy wanna be. I need you to get these folks out my life. The very people we praying for out of our life, God, put them there to be a blessing to you. You got to quit looking at dollar signs all the time. Everybody, we always evaluating people on how much money they got. You need somebody that can do stuff for you free. See, broke people, they do stuff for you for free. They know you can't pay. And you know why they do it for free? Because they know they can't pay. Hello, somebody. So we're going to do buddy-buddy here. I helping you out and you helping me out. That's why when folks fall out, I mean, they really just act crazy and fall all out. Sure enough. Amen.
Let me leave that alone. I was finna do my Fred Sanford impersonation, but that's all right. I will leave that alone.
All right, but notice here. Did I get my first point? I ain't got my first point.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, God guided David's steps.
That's my first point. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
God guided David's first point. He guided him there to the cave, and then he guided the people into his life. See, whoever show up in your life, develop an attitude. Every week, I got a plaque. As I get ready to walk into my office, every day there's a plaque that says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning your life. That's a reminder to me, regardless of what's happening in everything, give thanks. Give thanks. Develop an attitude of gratitude. And that's what David did here. God guided David, and then God guided these folks that was going to be David's backbone to his army. Now, when you look at chapter 22, let me just kind of abbreviate. When you look at chapter 22, look at Saul's attitude as it relates to him still hunting down David. When Saul heard that David was discovered, verse number 5, let me throw that in. And the prophet Gad said unto David, abide not in the hole, depart and get thee into the land of Judah. All right, so God even sent a prophet to David and said, David, don't stay here no longer. It's time to move. So you see how God was guiding David? See, whatever you need, God is going to send it to you. That's one way you know that you are right in the will of God. God is going to send you. When you have to start trying to shake and bake and wheel and deal and try to make things happen, that's you. That's the flesh. God is going to make it happen for you. He's going to bring the people in your life at the right place, at the right time. He's going to guide you. Now, notice now, the Bible says when Saul heard that David was discovered and the men were with him. Now, Saul abode in Gibbereth.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.